And shortly after we moved here, my oldest sister, Alice, she decided that she was supposed to watch me while they were messing around.
Mm-hmm.
Well, down in the field there, they had dug a well for water.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd been just starting to walk and run around. I started down there and fell in the well.
Oh, jeez.
And Alice reached down into the well and grabbed me by my hair and pulled me out.
Oh. And how old were you then?
Well, I was 18 months old.
Oh, good thing you had hair to grab.
But anyway, that was right off the bat, you know.
Well, that's a good beginning.
Yeah. So there was six kids and mom and dad lived in that two-room house. Until I was 17 years old.
Well, you remember I emailed you about some things that I want to ask you about.
Okay.
One of them is, you know, eight people in a two-room log cabin. Well, first of all, what if somebody has a cold or gets sick? How'd you...
Tough. You just...
Everybody got the cold then, probably.
Well, not so much as my mom would go right to the old remedies of a wool sock and goose grease and Vicks and wrap it around your neck. And it didn't take long when you was over the cold. The worst thing that I had when we was living there was mumps and the measles. And I had the measles when I was really, really young and had a bad case of them. And that's why I'm blind in my right eye, because the measles affected my right eye and the retina never did develop. So
I would never know, talking to you and all the creative work you do, all the more remarkable. Okay, so tell me, a typical day, maybe you're 10 years old, what's the first thing you did when you got up in that cabin?
Well, probably the first thing that I'd do is probably make sure that the wood boxes were full of wood.
That was your responsibility.
Well, that and water. We packed our water about 100 yards from a well over here on the other side of the field. We packed the water from there up to the house.
About 100 yards.
Yeah.
So what did you pack it in?
Buckets.
Just plain old...
Whenever you went after water, you took two big buckets. I don't know how big they were, but, you know, they were probably just...
Pretty heavy then.
Yeah. And you lugged them buckets back across the hayfield. It was a trail. Oh, back over and back, you know. And in the wintertime, you shoveled that trail with a snow shovel to make sure it was open.
So if I might mind me asking you, if you came back with buckets of water, okay, this is for laundry, go back, okay, more buckets, this is for a bath, or?
Well, usually the two buckets was for drinking water and cooking, but if we was going to use water for washing clothes or taking a bath, you saved rainwater if you could. And if there wasn't enough rain, well, then we'd hook up the horses and take a 50-gallon barrel over and fill the barrel full of water and bring it over and set it outside for use in that concern, because the wouldn't take long until that barrel was full of mosquitoes. Because the mosquitoes would get in there and they were all full of little wigglers and, you know.
Oh, yeah. So, was there ever a time when your brothers and sisters had a dispute of some kind, but yet you got to live so close together? How'd you work out disputes?
I really don't remember any really bad things like that. I think that probably it was squished pretty quickly by mom or dad, you know, that you just didn't do that.
So if there was a punishment meted out for somebody misbehaving, or what would the typical punishment be?
You went to the woodshed.
And what happened in the woodshed?
you got some chunks of wood busted over your butt, you know. You know, there was no, you know, child abuse thing going on at that time. I mean, you got your butt paddled, and you learned from it. I think that they need to be more of that nowadays. But anyway, that's usually what happened.